This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with a technical study group, analysing every match in Qatar. And now the tournament has entered the last 16, things are getting exciting. The final whistle is blown between USA and the Netherlands. So let's get back in the car and hear what our experts have to say.
Welcome back and good evening, everyone. We just left Khalifa International Stadium, where we watched the first match of the World Cup's knockout stage between the Netherlands and the United States. With us in the car are Jürgen Klinsmann, Duri Cha, Pascal Zuberbühler, Chris Loxton and Elliot Stonell. Jürgen, if I could start with you, is this game a good example that you don't need a lot of possession to win a football game?
Yeah, we've seen that a few times in this tournament, that teams with less possession actually, you know, win the games and spend less energy at the end of the day by dropping a bit deeper and just waiting for counter breaks and get a result. Then I think it was a very, very thought through and professional performance by the Dutch. They let the US basically go at them. You know, they had a lot of energy the first couple of minutes, but already signaling or messaging them that, you know, when you open up a little bit, you know, we know how to kind of hurt you. And I think the first goal was a goal that you can now show a lot of coaches and players, actually, with the amount of touches they and passing they had, to just understand when to accelerate the tempo of the passing and when to slow down it for a second to get people into the right positions. I don't know how many passes it was, maybe 25 or something. Data guys will tell us. But then they knew exactly when to pass it faster. First it was one, two touches, then it was one touch. And at the end, you know, he kind of slowed it down a little bit, passing it then over to Dumfries on the right wing. And Dumfries brings it in the middle to find Depay. And this was all, it's a lesson. It's a really good lesson for us coaches to utilize those images now. It was just well thought through. And so Holland was the entire time in control of the game. Even when the US came back with the goal, you never had the feeling that this win for the Dutch will be in any danger. And again, they waited patiently for another opportunity and then finished him off with the third goal by Dumfries. So no compliment to a Dutch team that knew exactly what they were doing. Very well coached by Louis van Gaal. At the end, compliment to the US team for getting into the round of 16, coming through a very difficult group with the England team. And that's how I would summarize it.
And Elliot, the US had more shots, more crosses, more possession. What other data do we have that might describe this game?
Okay, well, if we take a look at the first half especially, the Netherlands mid-block was at 32%, which is 15% more than their tournament average of 17. Overall in the game, Netherlands were a lot more efficient in their final third play. They had 14 crosses compared to USA's 40, completed 5 and scored 3 goals. So that pretty much tells us the story of the game from a attacking point of view. In terms of a few key players that kind of stood out for us, we mentioned the wing-backs for Netherlands, Dumfries especially. He had 50 receptions, 17 between the midfield and defensive line, 2 assists and a goal. Blind as well, getting an assist and a goal. And for his assist, he set up Dumfries. So that really shows the role that the two wing-backs play in the Netherlands system.
And Dory, Jürgen and Elliot already talked about the mid-block that Netherlands applied, and we talked a lot about it during the game as well. Can you describe how they set up in that mid-block, what they tried to do?
I think it was, again, not a spectacular football from Netherlands, but very tactically a good game, especially in out of position. The plan was clear. Gakpo and Memphis close the pathway when the two center backs from US team have the ball in the build-up phase and close the pathway. So the center backs have to build up with himself, and they have to dribble in the next in the space and give the passes. But in the center, the three midfielders from Netherlands play man v man against three players from the US, and it make very difficult for the US team to make a proper build up. And they stay very good. Was a very good defensive work from all together in the team. They had a plan, and especially the three guys in the three center backs from Netherlands, Ake, Van Dijk and Timber, they was very strong against the ball. Was very strong when the crossing come into the box. And if you win in the tournament, that's the most important thing. And the next day, nobody asks you how good you play, how beautiful football you play. Important is the result. And Van Gaal is a very experienced coach. He know it. And Netherlands play looks very stable and safe.
Great. And all goals came from crosses. For the Netherlands, two also from cutbacks, something we see quite often in this tournament. And Chris, it's a trend of this tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, so far in the group stage, we've seen 33 goals compared to 18 in 2018, and again, four goals tonight. Interestingly, all three goals from the Netherlands came with first-time finishes. We saw McKennie on the edge of the area having a similar opportunity but taking a touch and just allowing the Netherlands defenders to close him down. So it's maybe something else we need to look in terms of those crosses. But tonight, certainly, those first-time finishes meant giving very little chance for the USA keeper to do much about it.
And Jürgen, if we look at those goals and how they were defended, I think it was obvious that the US struggled a little bit to pick up the attackers, and the players that finished and scored, they were completely free in all three cases, I thought.
Yeah, and it has a lot to do with experience. Obviously, I mean, the center backs have experience, but overall the US side is fairly young still. So when basically the Dutch team changed the tempo, changed the pace, then they struggled with that. And it's a learning curve for the US team now going forward, especially for the fullback positions and for the midfielders. And the Dutch team knew exactly, you know, what to do in specific moments of the game. When you get, you know, into the outside positions and you cut in and you always have to focus on both on the ball and on your opponent. And in those moments, there was just a lack of attention and also maybe experience to know exactly where your opponents were. So they lost to their opponents and they finished off with one touch, which is very nice to see and it was beautiful goals. But this is something definitely the US team takes with and will learn out of it.
And Zubi, from your perspective as a goalkeeper, when you have to defend such crosses and cutbacks, how do you organize your defense to help you as a goalkeeper to not concede a goal?
In this situation, you are not able to show your defender where they have to stay. But first of all, you are on the first post, and these cutbacks, crosses, they ended on the penalty spot, around the penalty spot, and this is very difficult. First of all, you have a good position first, then a quick turn, and you have the overview, and this moment when the shot is getting taken, that you have your position and you set your feet. This is the only thing. But as my colleagues already mentioned, the goals were brilliant. For the goalkeeper, no chance in this situation to handle in a kind.
And your general thoughts on the goalkeepers today?
I have to say something because this is unique. I think it's unique. Turi and Jürgen mentioned about Louis van Gaal. Yeah? Okay, and when I hear this name, Louis van Gaal, very experienced and successful head coach, I always comes in my mind something special with a story about goalkeeper. And when he have a team, he always handle in a kind very special. And here in this World Cup now, this is a story, unbelievable. Right? The number one goalkeeper here now with no pot, he's 28 years old. He didn't play it before in any under youth team, national team. He didn't play in any EuroLeague competition. He played only 32 first league games in the Netherlands league. And 2 years ago, or last season, he was even a sub goalkeeper. And 2 years ago, he didn't have even any club. Can you imagine this? He brings this goalkeeper here. He plays now for in this season for Heerenveen. He brought this goalkeeper here, and he made him before the tournament as his number one. And I have to say, I really like to see him playing, because also today he made in the second minute a big save, one versus one against Pulisic. That was a big chance for USA. And then also before halftime and after halftime, he made great interventions. And he is a tall guy. He's over 2 meters. He's a giant, and he really play a very good tournament so far. 4 games now, they only conceded 2 goals. And it's really a unique story how he came up to play here as a number one for Netherlands.
And maybe another interesting observation about Louis van Gaal. He obviously coached the Netherlands in 2014 to a third place finish at the World Cup as well. And he played in a very similar formation, also with the back five, two holding midfielders, attacking midfielders, and two strikers. So very much like they play today and for this tournament. Jürgen, last question in your direction. The US will obviously host the World Cup in 2026. Where do you think is this team, and what are their next steps in their development?
Well, they will only grow, they will only get better, because the majority of the players are playing for very good teams in Europe. The league in the United States is growing and getting better and better, the level of play. So they're all excited in the United States for the 2026 World Cup. Obviously, then they have home advantage, they have the crowd behind them, but the quality will get better. They made a step forward also in this tournament. I think, you know, getting out of this very difficult group with England is a plus. It's something special. Today, obviously, they hit the wall with a Dutch team that has just far too much quality and experience. So no, it will be all positive for them to look forward to.
Thank you all. Fantastic insights once again. So we have to say goodbye to the United States. The Netherlands will advance to a quarterfinal meeting with either Argentina or Australia to be decided later tonight. From myself, Jürgen, Duri, Zubi, Elliot and Chris, we wish you a good evening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.